The Brewers taking on the Blue Jays. It's the home opener in Toronto at the Rogers Center. Plenty of pomp and circumstance before this one. We pick it up first inning, scoreless game. Keon Broxton at the dish facing Jay Happ.
Broxton, fly ball left field, deep to the wall and long gone. Keon Broxton with his first home run of 2017, and that'll get you out of a batting slump in a hurry. Willie Peralta is set to pitch tonight.
Bouncer hit towards the middle. Arcia arranges, glove, spins, fires, got him at first. Orlando Arcia. What can this 21-year-old not do? Swing and a fly ball deep, right field. Bautista back, track wall, gone. Home run, Domingo Santana. Brewers lead it 4-2. Somebody just ate it on the bullpen.
Willie Peralta really done a nice job of working through some trouble.
Swing and a miss. Martin down on strikes. Strikeout number 7 for Willie Peralta.
Slow roller to short. Look at the flip by Arcia to get the lead runner with the glove. What a night he has had defensively.
The Brewers snap a 2-game skid, winning their first road game of the season, 4-3. Domingo Santana, 2 hits and 2 RBIs. The Milwaukee bullpen goes 3 scoreless innings. The Blue Jays have now lost 4 in a row. Brewers manager Craig Counsell spoke after the game about his team starting things off on a positive note on the road this season.
You know, we pitched really well again. I thought, Willie really probably would have a couple 0-2 pitches he wants to have back, and other than that, he was pretty darn good. But he hung in there, and he got through the sixth, which was a big deal for us. And he made some pitches. Manny Pena made a great throw to finish that inning, get him out of that. And then the bullpen, those three guys were really, really good tonight.
Pena kind of did it on both ends.
Yeah, he had a nice game. I thought all around he very quality ABs, and he did a nice job. That throwing out that runner was a huge play. So he had a nice game, very nice ball game.
The HBP review is big too. I mean, any runner in a one-run game is going
to be gone. Yeah, it was strange because there was no reaction from the hitter at all, and the umpire kind of waited and didn't make a call right away either. So I thought it was pretty likely that we were going to try to have him take another look at that one.
You guys kind of jumped on Happ early with some big at bats. Didn't let him ever get started.
No, we did a nice job. We drove some balls. I think we had 3 balls that off the wall tonight too that just missed being homers. So it was a little bit of a feast or famine night, but we drove some balls really well tonight.
The last inning against the Cubs and now tonight, you feel like Domingo is starting to.
Yeah, I thought, like I said, I thought Saturday his at-bats kind of flipped and he started. I actually thought he's had good at-bats Thursday also. So his at-bats have been quality. There wasn't much to show for it. But tonight, obviously, he's been doing a nice job of keeping some at-bats alive and getting another pitch. And the ball he hit tonight was a good example of what he can do.
Keon, too, he hadn't had a lot of hits. I know he had the thing with getting hit. And so
yeah.
Didn't start a couple of games in a row, but that's got to be big.
No, it's that's probably the guy tonight offensively that, getting him on track's important. And he was a big part of us being good against left-handed pitching last year is what he did in our lineup. So he's an important guy against left-handed pitching for us.
You don't see many guys get balls over PR either in center. That ball that Travis hit in the first inning, that ball, that was one of your wall balls, that ball almost went.
Yeah, no, it's like I said, we you hit the wall 3 times, you're maybe hoping you get one of those other ones out, but we swung the bats well tonight.
So like as a manager coming, playing your first road game, coming into a ballpark that you don't come in too often and seeing a bunch of guys you hear a lot about, but any different mindset? Is it kind of strange starting the way you did this year on the road? And
no, I mean, this was a great atmosphere to start in, first of all. I mean, I think this is a loud place. They have fun at the ball game here. So, I think our guys always enjoy the times when you can get into atmosphere. And a new place, to me, always, kind of just raises that a little bit because it's new. And so it makes it fun for us, really. I think it's, a fun place to start.
When Donaldson came to the plate, was that one of the louder moments down where you guys were?
Yeah, that was, it should be. You know, they should be excited about that. I wasn't excited.
It looked like Feliz got up over, I think he got 101 during that at-bat.
He was outstanding tonight. There was another level, another gear in him tonight.
That Johnny Cueto thing that he does, did he do that in spring training?
He did, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he do that last year when you guys
did? He, I think he started, I don't remember seeing it, but I know he started playing around. I think he started playing around with it a little bit.
Do you think Peralta maybe kind of was able to use the, harness that the energy of the crowd to kind of up his game a little bit tonight?
I think, I think you're pitching in a one-run game for a large part of the game, and you know that you got to keep making pitches. I think he was, when we sent him back out there for the sixth, I think it was, he was at a point where, you know, it's that dicey point for a starting pitcher, and he wanted to get through that inning. And getting through that inning, it's a big, adds up over the course of the season for us with their bullpen. So he did a nice job, and I think he did, you know, he kind of used all that, I think, to get him through and to keep making pitches.
He had some huge strikeouts when a ball in play might have scored a run for a
Yeah, the first inning. I mean, he did a nice job in the first inning limiting damage for sure.
Manny Pena had three hits and spoke to the media after the victory.
Great ball game. We don't keep the head down, so we fighting from the first to last inning. So I feel great we're winning tonight.
Well, you got to feel comfortable swinging bat. Three big hits today, going the opposite way the last time for the double. Got to feel good with the way you're swinging the bat.
Yes, man. I was thinking it all the way. So my last two games, I was roll over too much. So I'm thinking to hit the ball in the middle the other way. So I feel really good now. Yeah.
And one play, nothing bigger than in the sixth inning when you threw out Steve Pierce going to sec for Willie Peralta.
Yes, that means a big out. So for Willie, that was the last inning of the game for him. So throw out this guy. So I feel comfortable with Willie throw a really good game.
You know, you talk about Willie Peralta tonight, boy. He just looked like he made just a couple mistakes, probably to Lewicki a couple times, but really threw the ball well.
Yes, I mean, a couple mistakes, but he keep going throwing the ball like right where he wants. So like I tell you, he don't keep the head down. So he always fighting for every pitch.
He looks a little bit more relaxed out there. Like it looked like he's throwing the ball with that breaking ball, good for strikes, really locating his fastball well tonight.
Yes. I mean, his first pitch is commanding good. The breaking ball pitch, you know, I mean, was amazing. That's the key for him. He can throw the breaking ball for strike.
Up next, the Brewers try and win consecutive games for the first time this season as their brief two-game set wraps up with the Blue Jays on Wednesday. Chase Anderson on the hill, opposed by Marcus Stroman.